It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Lincoln View High School. Indians are taking on the Lincoln View Lancers. Dave, you got a little information there on what they...
I got a little bit, Spencer.
We've got conflicting information on their record.
Yeah, I got a little bit, but hey, Happy New Year to everybody out there in the Indian country. Big P, I'm Dave Kapp along with Harold Field. We got Spencer here running the show.
Yep.
We're coming in here to Lincoln View, and P and I are still on our Buckeye High.
We can't get over it. Crazy game last night.
Talked about them all the way here, and we're not done talking about the Buckeyes.
We're pretty excited about them.
We're pretty fired up, and we're getting ready for some high school basketball here.
Yeah.
Van Wert County, the old Lincoln View Lancers. They're coming in this game tonight, 6-1. And pretty solid little ball club, obviously. And looking at some of the scores and stuff that Spencey's got down for us, they've been handing some people some butt whoopings.
Taking some whoopings there,
and,
huh?
And Clyda got them by 3. Clyda beat them 52-49. So obviously a pretty solid ball club here the Lancers got this year. And Indians coming off a victory over Delphus Jefferson there on Monday night. And much needed victory for us. And the good thing is, I think we got one of our captains dressing tonight. We got Derek back out there on
the
back. Floor.
Yeah. Yep. Talked to his mom and dad there a little bit earlier. They said he's feeling good, ready to go.
Much needed boost for the Indians to have have our point guard back.
Yeah.
And I did talk to Schmitty last night a little bit, watching the Buckeyes. We had a little get together, and he said it sounds like Clay is still into some therapy, and he's having some shoulder pain. And
he's a solid month away, probably.
Man,
huh?
He said we're talking probably February. Hopefully that young man gets back on track. And we can
use him, too.
We can get him back in the old jersey. So we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back. We'll talk about some starters if we can get them and talk a little bit about the JV game.
Yep.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their specials for their No Limit Meat Sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. DiGiorno Rising Crust Pizza is $6.89. Sara Lee Strawberry Cheesecake is $5.89. Marie Callender Pies, most varieties, are just $7.99 each. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here at Lincoln View, folks, and we're about 7 minutes away from the tip-off of this basketball game. And for the JVs tonight, they take one on the chin, 49-43, in a hard-fought battle. Indians actually had an early lead, from what we understand, by old Spencey, and then they got behind and trailed by as much as 20.
Had a 20-0 run, what Neil thought, but we was 20 down when we got here, and they got it all the way back to 5 at one point.
Yeah, we battled back and ended up making it a heck of a ball game, and The Indians were led by Caleb Evers with 17 points and Wyatt Grover with 9. Pretty good game, actually, in the end. We just needed to make a couple shots. We had some that was three-fourths of the way down and popped back out.
Couldn't get them to stay down.
And for the
Lancers, hard.
Yeah, they did. And for the Lancers, they were led by Avery Slusser, who was a junior, 5'8 guard. And then a freshman came in, 6'5 freshman. I take that back, 6'5 junior, who came in and had 11 points. So pretty good ball game for the JVs. They work hard, and until the end. I mean,
absolutely. I think our JV's made up of a lot of the younger classmen. You know, we don't have a whole lot of juniors on there other than Caleb. And I noticed they had 4 or 5 on their team.
So yeah.
It's always going to be a tough night when you. There's a big difference between a sophomore or a freshman and a junior.
You betcha.
And we got a lot of freshmen on there that are going to be good.
You betcha. Well, we'll go down the MAC standings here for a little bit. The Indians right now are leading the MAC at a 2-0 clip. They're 5-3 over and all.
Yeah.
Mr. Wildcats are 2-0, and also the Redskins are 2-0. So nobody really standing out here as far as an overall record, as far as in the MAC. Teams with one win is Coldwater, Marion, Parkway, and Verzales. And then the teams that are still looking for their first victory in the MAC is St. John's, the New Bremen Cardinals, and the New Knoxville Rangers. So I'm ready to get back into some MAC action, and that'll be coming up next week.
Start this Friday, I think.
Yeah, that'll be coming up. So,
Do you have the games here, Harold?
I do have it. This Friday, we're going to play the boys at Knoxville, New Knoxville. FRR is going to broadcast that baby. The video is going to be available on NK Telco pay-per-view. So our big week next week, I think the girls start Monday night. They're going to go down to Massinoit and play. And then the girls will play New Knoxville at home. And that's also one that will be WPGW simulcast by the FR radio. And also the NFHS network will have the video. And then Saturday, the girls will play in the afternoon, Mechanicsburg. They're going to host Mechanicsburg at noon with a JV start. And then the WPG will simulcast that one also. And then the boys will be at Botkins next Saturday night.
No, that'll be a good game. Botkins is actually supposed to be pretty good, too.
I think they're supposed to be decent, too. Yeah, that should be a good game.
That should be a fun game also, absolutely. All right, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back. We got about 4 minutes here to tip off.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simplicity snow throwers can handle anything winter can dish out, and K&L Tractor has them on sale. Tough and powerful. They carry the quality and craftsmanship that is synonymous with simplicity. There's no better time to buy. With prices starting as low as $449 and special financing available, you'll be ready to take on whatever winter has to bring. Simplicity snow throwers, now on sale, K&L Tractor, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Lincoln View High School. I'm here with Dave Kalp, Harold Feely. Of course, if you heard him talk, you already know that. It's not like they're unfamiliar voices. So they just posted the starters. Do you have those yet, Harold, or
do you want to jabber
a little bit?
Yeah. Okay. You give me about 2 minutes and I'll have our couple
seconds. All right, I'll keep blabbing on. But
you blab a little bit.
According to Spency, so this game is not on pay-per-view, right, Spency?
It's not on the NFHS. There is some, there is a camera, and there's some sort of pay-per-view, but I could not figure out what he was saying.
Okay.
Then we got interrupted because we were having some technical issues.
Potentially, maybe they could Google the Lincoln D. Lancers or something.
Yes.
Figure out what kind of system they got and see if they can't watch the game somehow. But I see the camera straight across, but it's not the standard one that we've got. But go ahead, Feaser.
I do have starters, by golly. For the Lincoln View Lancers, the home team tonight, they actually have 8 seniors on their squad this year.
Wow.
Pretty deep.
No wonder they don't have room for those juniors.
Exactly. Actually, we got a 6'1" senior, Clayton Lee. And the other starter is a 5'9" senior, Aaron Cavender.
Cavender.
Another senior is a 5'10", Cullen Overholt. And another senior, 6'4", wearing number 30 tonight, Jake Bowersock. And the other one is a 6'2" senior, Creed Jesse. For the Indians.
I remember Creed Jesse from years. He seems like he's been here 15
About
years.
About 15 years, yeah. Yep. I agree with you.
Yep, go ahead with our Indians.
For the Indians, hey, we got our senior leader back. Our captain, Derek Judy, is back tonight. He'll start along with his buddy Gavin Toby, Owen Judy, Cale Rammel, and Brian Benn will be our five starters tonight.
Well, I hope we have a quick start. Get on top of these guys and let them play catch up, huh, Harold?
Oh, that'd be fine with me, buddy.
Absolutely. Hey, we'll take a quick break. We're going to do the national anthem, and we'll be back for tip-off here in a bit.
Wayne Street Market has some great deals to save you money on your weekly grocery bill. Here are some of their specials for their no-limit meat sale. Ribeyes are just $7.99 a pound. Their own store-made casing or bulk sausage is just $2.99 a pound. And chuck roast is $4.99 a pound. DiGiorno Rising Crust Pizza is $6.89. Sara Lee Strawberry Cheesecake is $5.89. Marie Callender Pies, most varieties, are just $7.99 each. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
The 2021 Win on Wabash is excited to present to you our newest raffle, the Friday Night Tow and Go. This progressive raffle will have up to 13 winners and give away up to $270,000 in cash and prizes, including a golf cart, jet ski, ATVs, dirt bikes, a camper, a Harley Davidson Road King, and a Chevy Silverado. The number of tickets sold will determine the total number of prizes to be given away. Tickets sell exclusively through our website, wowraffle.com, for $25 per ticket or $5 for $100. The winners will be drawn at the 2021 Win on Wabash on August 27th, 2021, and winners will be able to interact in this game show-style giveaway. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com, or on our Facebook page, Wow Super Raffle. Tickets are available January 1st through May 1st, or until sold out. So be sure to get in on your chance to win some great prizes in the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle, part of the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle event.
Wow.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Lincoln View. And we are here with Dave Kalp, Harold Feely, and our good friend and a loyal listener, Kathy Etzler.
Brought us some big news, didn't she, Harold?
Kathy?
Brought us some big news. You can go on to LincolnViewAthletics.com, LincolnViewAthletics.com live stream, and there is no charge to watch tonight's ball game.
So nice.
If you're at home and you got the opportunity, go to LincolnViewAthletics.com live stream, and there's no charge to watch tonight's ball game.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Yes, thank you, Kathy Etzler. That's awesome. That's awesome. We're getting ready for the 10-cover tip-off tonight. Looks like Cale Ramel's going to be jumping tonight for the Fort Recovery Indians. And, you know, that kid's 6'5". He can get up, you know. And, Harold,
yes,
I was watching him the other night. And,
Great-looking athlete.
Yes, sirree, Bob. I can't wait to watch this guy progress over the next couple of years. And it'll be a fun boy to watch.
Yes, sir.
There's the tip. And, yep, going to go to the Indians. Owen Judy with the ball. Nice to see number three out there in that jersey.
Yes,
son
sir.
Of a gun. Indians with the ball on the wing. Looks like Derek's going to make a drive. He's going to flip over across the bottom to Owen
Judy.
Get in
there, baby. Atta
boy. And Owen Judy going to start this ball game with a three ball from the deep right corner.
Nice,
Indians take
nice
a quick 3-0 lead. Lincoln View with the ball now. Looks like the Indians are going to try to play that one man-on-man the way it looks to me. Huh,
yep.
Harold?
That's man-to-man. Yes, sir. The big fella
quick
tipped
it. Tip in there. And
stole it. Nice job.
That's
by
right.
Brian Ben.
That's right. Turnover on the first possession. We'll take that. Indians back down. Cale going to take a three. A little bit long. Comes off and rebounded by Lincoln View.
Good shot. I got no problem with that.
Oh, yeah. Take that every time. Lincoln View comes down with a quick three-pointer. And
Ryan,
boom.
Three.
And that's going to tie this ball game up.
Creed Jesse.
Creed Jesse with a quick three, and that's going to make a 3-3 ball game here. Derek with the ball brings it across the timeline. Gavin Toby in there, Owen Judy, Cale Ramel, and Big Brian Ben. Benny with the ball out at the top.
Ooh, might have had him back door there.
Gets it over to the wing, over to Cale. Cale back out to Owen at the top. Cale's now back in the wing, makes a drive, loses the ball, loses the handle of it.
Ah.
And turns the ball over.
Kind of slipped there a little bit, I think. Got a little ahead of himself.
Found an opening, and he was going.
Yeah, he had a chance there if he could hold on to it, but no luck.
All right, Kesby with the ball. They bring it down across the timeline.
5-1 record,
defense.
Right?
6-1 is what we're thinking.
6-1 record. Good ball club.
Nice move on the inside, and that's a good shot right there by number 30.
Jake Bowersack.
Jake Bowersack. Lancer's now going to try a little half-court pressure, and Indians get it across, no troubles. Gavin with the ball at the wing, out to Cale. Cale over to the side.
Oh, and Judy posting him up. Take it back.
Back out to Cale for an open three.
Nope.
A little bit long again. Rebound, Owen Judy. Nice job, Owen.
Owen's got them long arms.
Oh, yeah.
You got to love them lanky.
Indians going to reset
guys.
Now.
Long and lanky. Got to love it.
Owen with the ball, setting up a little offense. Now out to Brian Ben. Throws it to Gavin. Gets through Gavin's hands. He saves it somehow. Back out to Cale.
There you go, Cale.
He was right on all three shots, just a little bit long.
That's exactly right. You just got to keep shooting.
That's right. That's right. Good shooters keep shooting. So nice job by Cale to give us a 6-3 lead. Lincoln View with the ball now. It's going to be a shot, and that's going to go out of bounds. Ball to the Fort Recovery Indians.
6-5 Indians lead it. 5 minutes to go. First quarter. Who's our first quarter?
First quarter's Cal Pharmacy scoreboard.
The Cal Pharmacy, Jared.
No, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Fort Recovery Insurance is our
Insurance.
First quarter sponsor. God love them. I think I'm a little bit used to WPGW. I think Rob's first quarter sponsor is the pharmacy. There's the ball inside to Cale. Cale makes a move.
Nice move.
Nice little undercut right there and leans it in and makes that bucket.
Yes, sir.
Gives the Indians an 8-5 lead.
Got the defense up in the air there and went right around him for a layup.
Beautiful play. There's a drive coming into Lincoln View. And nice post up and bucket over Benny right there.
Looked like Jake Bowersock again, I think.
Derek with the ball quick down the back. He goes in for a drive and goes up for a layup, misses it, rebound Lincoln View. Lincoln View brings it down quick. Number 11 going to fire it up, and that's going to be short and tipped back in by number 3.
That hurt.
Number 8, maybe, Harold.
I think it's 3. Clayton Leith.
Clayton Leith with an easy tip in. Gives Lincoln View their first lead of the night at 9-8. We work the ball down into Benny. Benny goes over to Owen. Owen in the corner going to fire a 3. Bird. That's nothing but net, folks.
Attaboy. That kid can shoot. We got to get him the ball.
Yes, Owen Judy with 2 quick 3-pointers in the first quarter and 6 points here for the Indians. Lincoln View with the ball now. Got it at the top of the key. Passing it around the top. 5 with the drive. Gets it off.
Port still in a man-to-man, too.
Oh, nice play right there. Nice drive right in there, and Clayton Leith with a nice drive and gets it in, feeds the big guy there, and Bowersock go to the line.
I was on Owen Judy, his first for the Indians.
Well, he fed the needle right there, didn't he?
He did. That was a good pass.
Pretty nice play.
Very good play.
First shot up and in. Like we're going to have a substitution. Dylan Evers coming in for Brian Benn. 3:52 mark of the first quarter.
Coach Melton doing a little coaching there for Benny. Didn't like what he did last time.
Yep, that's right. Second shot rolls around, drops in, and we got a tie ball game, 11.
We tied up.
We were talking on the way up here, Harold, about Dylan Evers and him playing the other night and making 3 threes.
Boy, had a hot hand, yep.
Yep, there comes Derek down the ball. He come down and lost it. And
Derek turned it over.
Yep. Now he's going to turn around and pick the pocket.
He stole. That a boy.
And he makes up for it real quick. Indians back with the possession of the ball.
He's in the corner. It just a little didn't seem. Like Derek's going to set the offense. Away we go.
Gavin with the ball out at the top. Gets it over to Owen on the wing. Back out to Derek at the top. Over to Kale. Kale's going to make a drive. Going to feed inside to Dylan, and Dylan's going to lose the handle of it.
Great pass. That was a great pass. Great idea. Dylan just couldn't get the handle.
Just couldn't get it. It was low pass and down his ankles, and then went out of bounds for him.
Yep. That was a layup.
So the Lancers with the ball now. Chance to take the lead. They're going to bring her down the court, and the Indians are going to set up in their man-to-man. Fast-paced first 4 minutes there.
Boy, it is, buddy. I tell you what.
This is a shot up by number 32.
Great box out by Dylan.
Creed
Dylan
Jesse, Evers. A nice rebound right there by Dylan. There, Judy with the ball. Gets it over to Owen. Judy Owen with a nice pass over to Gavin. Gavin goes in, loses the ball, and that's going to be another turnover on the Indians. And now
and a layup.
Nice job right there by the... They ran the floor real nice on that one, Harold.
They sure did. Cullen nice Overholt, feet pass. Got a nice feed out front for a layup.
That's going to take him 2-point lead here for the Lancers. Now we got a drive, and they're doing a lot of that slapping.
A lot
from
of
behind,
slapping reaching, and yeah. They get beat, and they just reach around the back, and nobody's calling anything yet. Hopefully that'll get called.
A couple subs coming in here for the Lancers. Looks like we got Regan Martin coming in for Gavin.
For the Indians, yep. Benny's back in.
Benny coming back in for Dylan.
I think Garrett Richardson and Aaron Cavender came
Cavender?
In. Cavender came
yep.
in for Cavender. The Lancers.
Yep.
He's in the game.
Kale ramming with the ball. He makes a move over to the right side of the wing. Turns back. Gets it over to Derek.
We got Mr. Derryberry Orne tonight, so it'll be a physical game. You can get bet on that.
Yep. Some MAC refs right there. They're no strangers to letting them play.
Let them play a little bit.
Derek makes some moves, goes into the rim, with the left hand and lays it in for a bucket. Nice
hard
drive
to guard
right
that.
There.
Very nice. Very nice.
Quick first
Derek.
Step and away he went. We got a new ball game at 13s. Quick drive down and nice block by Kale Rammel. That's a turnover right there. How about that? Great block by Kale Rammel.
Kale Rammel's playing the game tonight, buddy. He's here.
Yes, sir.
He came to play.
He had a couple nice blocks against Delphus Jefferson, too.
He did.
Holy cow. The other thing we talked about was how even our scoring was against Delphus. We had 13, 12, 12, 11,
yeah,
9.
Well, that's fun to see.
As an opposing coach coming to watch, I'm like, oh, boy. Who do we guard now?
Who do you stop? That's right.
So there's Derek. He's going to pop a 3 from the top of the key. Ooh. Comes off the side.
Just a Smith
fight
hard.
For the rebound. It's going to stay with the Indians.
All right. We'll take that.
Yep, stepped on
Jake Bauer sock back in.
Out of bounds line.
For Lincoln View.
How tall is that number 24, 6'5"? It's like a monster.
He's one of the few tall ones. That's what they're kind of worried about with us is our height.
Matching up with us?
Yep.
We are pretty good size.
Yeah, some size. So, Indians with the ball. Owen out there at the top with Kale. Kale over to the side to Regan. Regan back over to Benny. He's at the top of the key outside the three-point line. Over to Derek. Back out to Kale. Kale thinks about shooting. Doesn't. Pulls it back. Goes to Derek. Nice ball movement over to Owen.
Nope.
Get in there.
Just a little off. Get that board. Regan tried to. He might have got it.
And that's going to be off Regan, and it's going to go to the Lancers.
It's good hustle by Regan, though.
Great ball movement right there, man.
Yeah, well, we got a good look.
It's exactly what you want to do. Like all tied up here at 13s with a minute and 15 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Dylan Evers back in, Gavin.
Dylan coming back in. If you're just joining us, you can go on to LincolnViewAthletics.com and go to the live stream and watch this ball game. There is no charge on that tonight.
Yep.
We're in the first quarter here. And we're on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter, Big Fee. They're doing a good job.
They're
hanging us in there. There's a shot put up by Lincoln View. No, offensive rebound. That's going to stay with Lincoln View. Derek thought I went off of Lincoln
View. Derek said, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Hey, you got to plead your case.
You got to plead your case.
Bounce play. Lincoln View with the ball at the top of the key.
Ah, movie screen. Come on now.
Oh, great block by Owen Judy. He gets way up there and blocks that pop.
That was a great block. Great
now we're down to Kale. Kale with the ball over to Derek. We're going to bring it back out. Yeah, we're going to bring it back out. We might take the rest of this time here and see if we can't get the last shot.
Yeah, I think you're right. Coach Melton seems to be happy with that.
You know, Tribe Ellis did it to us every quarter.
Yep.
Did it to us every quarter and hit two out of the four.
Two out of the four.
I should say two out of three. I guess the fourth quarter didn't happen, but
no.
They had the ball every time.
Yeah, they did.
Down to 12. Derek starts making the move. We get it over to Benny, and Benny's got a big layup coming in there.
Boy.
And that's how you end the quarter right there. And
well
Benny
done.
Comes down, and
traveled.
They're going to get a long shot out of here, and that's going to cheese them.
He's
going
one
right
in.
Off the edge
about
of the rim.
In.
And he's going to take a nice 15-13
lead
here.
Nice job, Fort Recovery Insurance.
And the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. We'll be back for the second quarter in just a second.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed IV treatment for you or a loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterily in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here in Lincoln View getting ready for the Kalp Pharmacy second quarter. Kalp Pharmacy doing their celebration of 40 years this year. How about that?
40 years, Jerry Laurie. Great job.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And they're only 35 years old.
And they're 35 years old. That's unbelievable.
How did they pull that off?
How did they do that?
Something in the jeans, I'm guessing.
Something in the jeans. Look at me. I look like I'm 100.
All righty, here we go.
Lincolnville starts with the ball in the start of the second quarter. Trailing by two. Move down around the side, and they go down to the wing to number 32. Feed it inside. Back outside. Nice drive by
him.
Good
D by Kale Ramos.
Make a juke. Go in to get an open shot over here on the side, and that's going to be in and out by Jake Bowersock.
Good board by Dylan Evers. Good block out. Easy drive. Ooh,
oh, man, he had that.
Derek.
Yep, Derek had a nice look right there and just didn't get it in the hole.
Ooh.
Lincoln View coming down quick. Look at travel right there.
Looks like some foot movement there.
Yeah. Reed Jesse had the ball out there in the front. He gets it off over to number 11. Overholt back out to
short.
Number 32, Creed Jesse, and he short. Rebound by Owen Judy.
All right, Purple, let's hit something up here and get a bucket.
Derek with the ball now. These guys have been playing man-to-man the whole game, too,
yep.
I think. So.
Yep, going at it.
Oh, Judy with the ball. He gets it over to Kale. Kale with an open look on the side. Long that time, and it's an air ball by...
Little air ball,
eh? Yeah, shot her over the rim. An easy rebound, and here comes Lincoln View down. Three ball shot up by Overholt, and that's going to be off the mark and rebound by Dylan Evers.
Got a guy down. Let's go get him, boys.
Kale with the ball. He's going to make a move towards the bucket. Loses it. Gets it back. Now we feed it into Benny. Benny with the ball in the middle.
No call.
How can that be?
The big boy got knocked over.
No call right there. Yeah. Benny's down on the other end, and that's going to be a kick by John Judy and out of bounds.
Good defense.
Well, it had to be something.
Whew, the big fella went down hard.
Pretty sure there was some contact. Now, they did get a pretty good hand on the ball, but there was some contact there.
Yep. Gavin Toby coming back in, replacing the big fella.
I think you're taking it out right in front of our coaches right there. Price with the ball out front. In the game is Leith. Looks like Creed Jesse in there for the Lancers now. And this is going to be Jesse firing one up. And he's going to get fouled by Kale Rammel.
I don't know if that's a three.
I thought he looked like he was inside there. But
three or two. Yep, two. Good. That was close.
Hitting still with an easy... Early 15-13 lead here.
Yeah.
Start of the second quarter.
Creed Jesse going to shoot a couple.
Hold up, Purple. First one up. Short, rolls, and out.
And then out. Gary Richardson checks in for Lincoln View.
Jesse getting ready to take try number two. It's up. Love the net. Looks at a one-point ball game for the Indians. We got Owen Judy, Kale Rammel, Derek Judy. We've got Dylan Evers and Gavin Toby in the lineup right now. Gavin with the ball out at the front. Gets it over to Derek Judy, and he's on the side of the wing setting things up. Coach is hollering in a new call,
he's
new
got
play.
Another play. I think we got some mismatches here. We just got to find them.
Oh, that's a...
That's a foul.
Okay. I was going to say, nice give and go right there from Gavin to Kale, and Kale goes in and...
Kale, he's always had issues with his back here a little bit, and he's rubbing it.
He put a fake on the guy, and he just kind of clobbered him, kind of like a Clemson guy last night.
Kind of jumped on top of him.
Two fouls apiece so far for both squads. Derek's going to take the ball out underneath the bucket for the Indians. He gets it into Owen. Owen going to make a move on the baseline, and he's going to pull it back out. Derek now has it on the top of the key, setting up the offense.
Derek, take it to him.
Indians being a little patient right now. Gavin with the ball at the wing. Good movement around. Comes over to Derek in the corner. He feeds it in to Kale. That's our mismatch right now.
I think it is, too.
He brings it back out. Throws it to Owen. Owen gives it up to Derek. Derek from the top of the key for a three. No good. Rebound, Indians.
Not sure what
and
we'll call here.
And we got a foul on
White, 2-2. I like it.
Ooh.
Landon Price.
Not real sure
Lincoln
about
View fans ain't too happy.
I'm not real sure
where it came from.
We'll take that call.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't see much.
Really, he needs to take it out again below the bucket. Kale now has a hole in the road, and he goes up hard.
Boy,
and that
Kale
right there is a big-time high school play.
That's a big play. That's hard to
by
stop.
By Kale Rammel. He was up high and laid it in on the side of the bucket, and that makes it 17-14 in favor of the purple and white. Lancers with the ball now. Garrett Richardson with the ball. He's their guard out top, 5'10 junior. Lincoln View passing it around, back over to Richardson. He makes a drive, comes in, feeds it off to Bowersock, and Bowersock takes
pretty
it up and puts
play,
it in. Yeah.
Coach Melton not happy with that defense.
Indians quickly down the floor. Well, you know, Coach Melton's always said, we're a defensive-minded team. We want to stop people. And right now, as long as we're making shots, it's okay.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm sure he's not happy with that defense.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
And
in fact, he's going to talk to him a little bit.
We're going to call timeout, and we're going to set something up. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in a bit. Indians lead 17-16 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Wow.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Campsites for this year's event are officially sold out. If you purchased a campsite for last year's 2020 event, don't worry, you still have your campsite reserved for 2021. However, there are no additional campsites available. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, for all details related to the 2021 WOW Super Raffle. And mark your calendars to attend the event of the year, August 27th and 28th, in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
Officially out of those WOW tickets.
Wow.
What an awesome thing.
But they got another thing started now. We got another one going.
Now they have Toe and Go.
Game
show. Those guys started. I'm so proud of them guys. That is awesome.
They have done a great job.
It is so super cool. All right, Indians got the ball now. Cale Rammel with it at the top of the key. Goes over to Owen on the side. Owen turns and fires up a three. Comes off with a long rebound. Comes back out to Derek. Derek gets it in. Feeds it in to number 41, Brian Benn. And you're not going to stop that, folks.
That's Benny turns around when he gets her down there.
He said, you knocked me down the last time. Let me show you how it's done.
Yeah, it's not going to happen again.
Lincoln View with the ball now. He's got it on the inside. Great nice move right there by Jake Bowersock. Left-handed hook shot look over
quick,
Benny.
And then quick left hook.
That's pretty sweet right
that
there.
That was good.
Ball out of bounds. That's going to stay with the Indians. Tight ball game here. But
it sure is. Free Jesse what. Back in. Along with Aaron Cavender.
19-18 your score. I'm Dave Kopp along with Harold Feely and Big Spencey over here on the computer. Ball comes in to Cale.
A good looking ball game so far.
Yeah, this is going to be a great game.
Pretty evenly matched teams, both coming out hard man to man.
Lincoln View 6-1 on the season. They're not used to probably being in these tight games because they've been into some nice shot right there by Owen. Judy Owen comes in.
A little pull-up
jumper
there by Owen.
Just kind of backs off
and
fade away. Nice job right there. Lincoln View quickly down the floor. They want to run a gun, you know?
They do. They want to pick up the pace.
You feeling that? Yeah.
I think so, too. They're pretty deep over there. And I'm, you know, with our injuries and stuff, we're a little bit
they want to wear us out,
a little shallow.
So far, it's not happening. The Indians with a three-point lead here.
We're hanging in there.
3.5 minutes to go. Overhaul with the ball. Gets a pick and goes back over to him. And a nice block by
nice
Cale again.
Cale.
A great save by Owen Zudy. Get up in the air.
Boy, Carol, can they get Cale up. Ramble.
Yeah, that was awesome. Zudy with the ball. Owen, that is. Feeds it off over to Cale. Cale's going to drive to the bucket. He's going to go up hard. Turn around. Back out to Derek. Derek with the ball now, making some moves. Goes in with the right hand. Misses it. Rebound by Benny. And they're going to say it's off Benny and turn over to the Lancers. Not sure what Coach is mad about with Cale, but
didn't like something.
Yeah. It was a great move. And maybe he was thinking since that guy fell down, he should have popped it up there.
Should have shot it, maybe, yeah.
Whatever. Indians up three. Lancers with the ball. They got it at the top of the key. Creed Jesse with the ball, looking to throw it inside. Goes back over to Overholt. He's going to take a long shot. That's off the back of the rim, and that's going to be rebounded by Derek Judy.
Here comes Derek. He's gliding.
Yeah, he wasn't that gliding.
He starts gliding. Look out.
That's exactly right. It's going to be a shot by Owen, a little bit short. Benny gets his hand on it again, Benny, and he's still fighting on it.
Off him. Yeah, there we go.
And it's going to stay.
Stay back here, big fella. Stay back here.
I think that time Benny thought it was off of him
that
and he was coming down.
He
was
admitting I knocked it out, but we're going to give it to him.
The zebra says, wait a minute, boy.
I said the other way. I like it. Regan Martin checks back in. Going to give the big fella a break.
Well, he's been hitting the offensive glass hard
hitting
tonight.
Hitting hard down there. Atta boy.
Be nice to get Regan in the flow of this game a little bit.
Yeah.
That kid can
let him hit some shots.
He can get his 6 points in a heartbeat. Owen with the ball. Over to Regan. Regan drives in, dishes out to Derek. Derek from the corner and nothing but net.
Yeah, boy. Nice pass by Regan.
Absolutely. Assist Regan Martin. Here's another one. Long over in the corner, and that's going to be good right there. By number three, Clayton Leaf.
Leaf buried that one in the corner.
How about that? That was like 2 seconds they had the ball.
Yeah, I guarantee you they want to run and gun.
They want to run and gun. 24-21 the score. Indians up by 3. Minute and a half to go here in first half of the game. Owen with a move. He's going to make a drive. He's going to go in. He's going to be blocked by Bowersock, and now the Lancers are coming down the floor in a hurry. Cavender with the ball.
We got a little shove, I think, on Owen Judy, possibly.
Foul called on number 13, Owen Judy.
Yeah. away from the ball. Second on him, I believe.
Kind of familiar with these officials in there, and we kind of figured there wouldn't be a lot of foul shots,
no,
you know?
No, not a lot of foul shots. Three fouls on each team.
Three fouls on each team.
We got a minute to go.
Bounce play by the Lancers. We'll let him shoot from out there.
Yeah, that's a long way out.
Got it down inside, over to Creed Jesse. Creed Jesse well back out over to Clayton Leith, and he's going to go in with a hoop and scoop, and
Dipsy,
he's going to score that, baby.
Wow.
Got the old Dipsy do in there.
That was number five, Aaron Cavender, made that shot.
Yep. By one. Indians still leading.
Indians with the ball, minute to go, leading by one. Derek's going to go in and make a left-handed layup,
nice
and that's
job.
A nice job right there by Derek Jeudy.
Great job by Derek Jeudy.
Puts us back up by three. Lincoln View quickly back down the floor.
Strong drive, left hand.
Certainly nice to see that. You know, we picked up, what did we get, two wins? We go 2-1 without him?
2-1 without him. And, you know, he was averaging about 18, 19
you
points his last two games before
you
he got hurt.
You betcha. We knew that we was going to need some points from somebody. It's nice to see that we got a couple of wins out of it, but it's sure nice to have number three back out there.
Yeah.
Lancers with the ball. Brings it back over to Leith. Leith with the ball. Back out over
to
Colin Overholt. Now they're going to hang loose for the last shot.
Fired up down there, clapping his hands. Play some D, boys.
We're down to five. They're going to feed it inside. He's going to make a move. He's going to do the right-handed hook, and he's going to back it off the glass right at halftime.
It's a great move by Jake Bowersock. He's pretty
great
good
first
there.
Half right there. And thanks to Calp Pharmacy in the second quarter to sponsor that quick one. But I tell you what, we got a ball game here.
A great ball game.
26-25 in favor of the Indians. We'll be back in a bit.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now we're back here getting ready for the Cooper Farm Halftime Show.
Yes, sir.
We got us a barn burner here, Pete.
We got a great ball game. 26-25
Indians hanging on to a one-point lead. And,
yep.
And
both teams got a high-tempo game. It's up and down, up and down.
Yeah, I got a feeling this could be like this all the way to the end.
Yeah, I believe you're right. They're having a little tough time with that Bowersock kid. He's very good underneath. He posts up well, and he's got some good moves, good spin
both
moves
hands,
down there,
not.
Both hands. Hard to stop him. He's got 12 for the Lancers. He's leading them right now, and that's something Coach Mountain's got to go in and do some scratching his head, and how are we going to stop that?
Guaranteed they'll be talking about that. The Indians are pretty balanced right now. I think Derek Jeudy's got 7. Yeah. Owen Jeudy's got 8. Cale Rammel's got 7. And I think Benny's got 4. And Spencey said he had, what do you have? You had Dylan Evers and Benny and
Owen.
And Owen with 3 rebounds apiece so far.
And I
first
think,
half and,
if, am I remembering right? I wasn't keeping track of it, but I think that I know Owen and Cale each have a block, but I think one or both of them might have 2 blocks.
Cale's got a couple.
Cale's got a couple blocks,
yeah,
for sure. But I'm not sure, and I don't think we went to the line. Did we shoot a free throw?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we shot a free throw, and I think they shot two.
They might have shot two.
Maybe four.
Yep.
Maybe four.
Yeah, I think early, I think like midway through the first quarter, I believe one of their guys shot and foul shot, and that's about it.
You get referee groups that come in and stuff, and you're not sure about them. But when John Derryberry and Steve Orner here,
the other guy, I don't know his name, but he's been around
too.
A lot.
Yeah, he's very good too.
He's a good official.
They've seen a lot of basketball.
Yeah, these guys, I think they kind of look at it like, let's let up the boys and let them do their thing. And unless it's something really bad, we ain't going to call too much.
Let them play. Yep. Let them play. Yeah, if you guys are just joining us and you didn't hear before, you can actually go to LincolnViewAthletics.com and go to their live stream, and you can watch this basketball game here. Free of charge is what we've been told. So,
yeah. Can't beat that.
No.
From a very good source.
From
Kathy Etzler.
From Kathy.
Kathy must be watching.
Yep.
That girl.
I'm sure she is.
Let's take a quick break here on the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. We'll be back with a little bit more. We'll catch our breath.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, welcome back here to the Cooper Halftime Show.
Yep.
Indians lead here 26-25 over the Lincoln View Lancers. We got about 4 minutes for the tip-off to start here, but we can talk a little bit about the JV game. The JVs took one on the chin tonight, 49-43, and hard-fought battle there in the tail end, and
yes,
battled back. We outscored them big time in the fourth quarter, but we didn't have enough, just not quite enough gas to pull that off, Harold.
We had a few, like you said, there was a couple balls that we had down, and they just bounced back out.
Just about had the count.
Could have went in, that would have been big. But
yeah.
They fought hard, though, and they played strong, and I think that's all you can expect out of JV. You know, that's a great job. They got down 20 points, but fought their way back within five, and like I said, a couple balls didn't go in.
And I think we had it at five, and we shot, and that one was going in to make it a three-point game, and it popped out.
In and out, had a couple in and outs.
That kind of folded our sails a little bit.
Caleb Beavers had a nice game, though. What did he end up on?
I think 17.
17 points.
White Groover had nine, and... You know, that's...
Caleb's a hard worker. I tell you what, he's a junior down there, but he's one of them kids that he's going to play next year.
He is going to play next year.
He's going to fill some spots for this team, and he's getting better, and his skills are getting better, and that's what JV's all about.
Well, and he's going to work hard and over the summer, and he'll improve, and I think he'll be a... You know, we got a lot of seniors, Harold. What we got, six?
Yeah, we do.
So, you know, you look out there and you see what we got playing right now, and obviously next year we'll have Kale back.
There's going to be some holes,
And then Owen will be back. And, you know, those are the two guys that are playing a lot right now as far as on the varsity. getting some experience. So we're going to need to fill some holes, and there'll be some kids that come up and do it for us.
Yep. My JV team's got some prospects down there that look really good, and I know they're going to work hard at it, and they'll be trying to fill them holes up next year.
Absolutely. Well, good luck to the JVs the rest of the year. We're going to take a quick break here. Spencey says with 2 minutes, you get the heck off and quit talking.
We're going to pay the bills.
We're going to pay the bills here, and thanks to Cooper Farms for our halftime show.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers. Hull Brothers in Port Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, welcome back. We're getting ready here to start the second half of this ballgame. Indians lead 26-25 over the Lincoln View Lancers.
Yes, sir. Got the old Ohio State fight song playing now, which is Lincoln View's fight song, but I do like it.
We played Willie Hellman, and we was out at Todd and Michelle's last night. And Willie played Hang on Sloopy at the end of the game last night.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
I give you a little goosebumps.
Pretty funny how I know every word at that time of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Really good singer, too.
All right, here we go.
All right, Indians get the ball to start the second half, and Derek Jeter's got the ball. Over to the wing, over to Owen. Back down in the corner to Derek. Benny sets a pick for him. We got the give-and-go play going. A nice job right there. Over to Gavin, and Gavin gets blocked. Rebounded by Owen. Back in to Gavin. Gavin goes up, and he puts it in for
a three-point
bucket.
Great hustle by Owen Jeter on that.
Nice look right there, and the Indians back up to a three-point lead.
Picked up the turnover and made a great pass inside for a layup.
Driving bucket in there for the Lincoln View Lancers by Clayton Leith.
Clayton
Leith's coming down fast now.
Yeah, Clayton Leith kind of reminds me of Derek Jeter. They're both quick.
Yeah, they are.
They go right to the hole.
Yes, they are. Derek with the ball out at the top of the key. Comes over to side, feeds it to Owen. Owen hands off to Gavin. Gavin's going to travel.
Yeah.
That's going to be a turnover on the Indians.
And Gavin's going to take a seat.
And here comes Regan.
Regan's back in.
Lancers now with a chance to take the lead. They trail by one. We just got to keep an eye
on,
like you said
deep
at halftime, we got to keep an eye on number 12 here and know where he's at. He's not even in the game right now. Or no, number 30, I'm sorry. Got 12 points on
there
us.
There we go.
Turnover on the Lancers. Cale Remmel with the ball. He brings it down. Feeds Owen Jeudy. Owen on the side. Going to come up and pop it and nail it. Sweet shot right there. Number 13, Owen Jeudy for 9 points. I believe that now gives him 11 points, maybe.
Yeah.
Great deal again. Nice job by Brian Bent on the rebound.
With the
Here comes Derek. Do it again, big fella. Ooh.
Right just on. A little heavy right there on the rim, and that's going to bring him back down, and that's going to be a foul called on Owen.
Pretty good D there, actually. Chasing down, tipping. They teach him to tip when you're going down the court.
Going to be foul number 3, so the coach is going to have to make a choice here now. He's got 3 fouls on.
I think they might have called that on Regan.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
I think that's his first. Yeah, I think that was on Regan.
Perfect. Lance is going to take it out on the side.
Yep.
Leith with the ball, standing there, trying to
Regan's first foul.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
The way Owen was acting, I thought the foul was called on him.
Yeah, I thought he might be too, but I think I seen him point at him. So.
Well, there's a quick step right there by Cavender. He goes in but brings it back out. Overholt with the ball.
Pretty good D.
And he's sticking with the man-to-man. Cavender with it now over to the side. Quick Peter. Drive right there. And
attaboy, D. Oh, Regan got on the floor.
Three ball shot up
attaboy,
by Lathan. The boards are wiped clean by Mr. Ben.
Benny could put on a clinic to show you how to box out. Because he boxes out.
Dude takes up some space.
He takes a little space down there.
And then he takes some more.
And then a little bit more.
Now we're going to feed it inside to him. He's going to do a quick spin move. He turns around.
Nice. Attaboy, big fella. Feed the bear. Let's go.
Yeah, I think you got to get him the ball. We're up six now, folks. There's a drive right there by Leith. He's going to go in, take a shot, miss it, get his own rebound. Tip it up, no good. Rebound, Cale Ramel.
Watch yourself, Cale. Attaboy.
Over to Regan. Regan out on the top.
Here comes a play from Coach. Get her set up, and away we go.
Dirk's going to take the ball. He's going to drive in with his right hand. He's going to miss it. Benny, there again.
Oh, back up, Benny.
They're all over him when he brings that ball down, and he loses it. It's going to be a turnover on the Indians. And there he goes.
30.
Number 30, Jake Bowersock, goes in there and gets point number 14, and it's back to a four-point game.
Jake runs the floor well. He runs the floor well down there.
Derek with the ball. Still got to get it over the timeline. He's got some man on him, and he gets it over. No troubles. Derek's not going to make the drive. He's going to hand it in to Benny, and it's a little bit high off Benny's hand, and that's another turnover right there by the Indians. And
nice Derek steals it. By Derek. Behind you,
takes
buddy.
Takes it back, and it's going to be tipped away and out of bounds, and that's going to be the Indian basketball. Nice job by Derek right there. He knew he threw it over his head.
He actually made a pretty good pass. I don't know if Benny was quite ready for it.
It just a little bit high there and rolled off. But
Dylan Evers back in for the Indians. Landon Price checking in. The Lincoln View Lancers.
Come on, Indians.
Take a bucket here.
And he's taking her out below the bucket, looking for a play. Get it out up top to Owen. Owen over to Regan. Need to get Regan going here. His first step to the hole is lightning, too.
Yep. Yeah, he hasn't taken it hard to the hole yet.
No, he hasn't. Coach going to throw a timeout. Coach got a plan. 30-second timeout. All right, we'll pay a quick bill here, and we'll be back in a second. 4:09 left in the third quarter. Indians lead 33-29.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We are in the business of producing food, and we will be here for your future. With 80-plus years in the business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits for you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Lincoln View High School. And
just about, what, 4 miles? 4 miles due east of the Van Wert Hospital.
Of Van Wert, yep. Indians outscored them 7-4 here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. So see what happens here. Indians have the ball.
Let's keep it going. Regan with the ball out front. Brings it across the timeline. Makes a spin move. Looks around. Finds Derek.
Derek.
Derek's going to go in and make a move. Back out to Owen. Owen's going to take a long three-pointer.
Man.
I knew that someday this kid was going to light him up, and he's got her going tonight. So nice shot by Owen Judy. I don't know how many. 14, I believe, on the scoreboard now.
14 on the scoreboard. Shooting the ball well right now.
Yes, sirree. That's what makes it nice. Indians got it. Back out top here to Overholt. Kind of had him trapped holding the ball, and he's going to make a drive, go in with his left hand, and he's going to be fouled right there.
On Owen.
I think that could be on Owen, yeah. See what the old official comes over and says.
13.
Foul on 13, Owen Judy.
It's 3-on-0.
Owen probably going to come over and talk to the coach, and coach is going to say, look, dude, you got three fouls.
Just be smart.
Yeah, he can play in there with three fouls right now. I got no trouble.
Be smart.
No troubles.
You just got to give that kid a little bit of room.
First free throw of the half is up and good. He's pretty quick calling Overholt.
Yeah,
Well, the neat thing about this team is we've got a couple outside threats, and you never know who's going to be hot, and that one's in too, and that's going to make it 36-31. You just never know who's going to have the hot hand, and tonight right now it seems to be Owen Judy.
All right, Indians.
Derek with the ball, hands it off to Clay. Clay's going to make a drive, hand it off to Owen. Owen's going to make a drive, come in and shoot.
Owen's feeling it right
taking
now.
A 10-pointer, and right now there's only one guy that wants to shoot the ball for the Indians, and that's 13, Owen Judy. Oh. Now he comes over and makes an unbelievable block on the big boy, Jake Bowersock, and the Indians get the ball again and come back down the other way.
Well, I'd say you got a kid that's hot. Let's get it to him.
Absolutely. 16 points now on the
Derek's
board for Owen.
Take it to him.
He goes up, and he's
nice
going to be blocked
job.
Right
nice
there
job.
By Dagan Hatfield. We might be sitting by that boy's mom.
Could be.
Hey, we go to the Hall Brother foul line, I think, for the first time tonight.
First time. Hall Brothers
in the Fowler quiet. Mechanical third quarter.
Here you go. Now we're paying bills, baby.
I'm telling you. I got so many bruises on my leg from Spancy pinching.
But I'm doing it with love from hey, those sponsors.
Okay, very, very good. First one up and short by Derek.
A little short, Derek. Blake Leith back in for the Lancers.
That's one thing our team needs to improve on is our free throw shooting.
Free throw shooting, yep. Especially down the stretch.
Absolutely, boy. Man. I tell you, I get nervous about it. That one's up and good.
That's better.
39-31. Indians with an 8-point lead. They're stretching around here a little bit this quarter.
Just keep hanging in there. Playing some good D.
Absolutely.
Shooting the ball
absolutely.
Pretty well.
Get through there, Dylan. Lancers with the ball out top. Looking to throw over and aside to Overholt. Overholt spin move goes in, shoots a floater, and makes it.
Actually, Reagan Martin played absolutely great defense.
I don't know
there.
What else that you're supposed to do on that kid.
That was a nice shot.
He spun around and made that shot. Looks like we got a timeout here, but Lincolnview.
Full timeout.
All right. Indians lead 39-33.
Fowler Mechanical.
In the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter also.
This is RJ with the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. Be sure to mark your calendars for this year's event, August 27th and 28th, 2021, to be held at Ambassador Park in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This year's event will feature the Friday night Toe and Go Raffle, as well as the Saturday Super Raffle. We're set to give away up towards $1 million worth of cash and prizes this year. All details can be found on our website, wowraffle.com. Don't miss out on the event of the year, the 2021 WOW Super Raffle, August 27th and 28th in downtown Fort Recovery.
Wow.
All right, we're back here in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter. 2.5 minutes to go. Indians lead by 6. Been a good quarter so far here for us.
Great quarter for
Harold.
Us.
We're
came out strong.
Yeah, making some buckets and building on our lead.
Oh, Judy really stepped up here third quarter and knocked down some big shots.
Yeah, looks like we took him out. No, he's back in there.
He's back in there.
Looking
he's
for
got
him.
Got three fouls on him, and he went up there and made a great block, but whoo, that body was close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'd have got that fourth foul. He'd have got a butt chewing, I guarantee.
Might have got a little chewing. All right, here we go.
Derek Judy bringing the ball back down. Gives it over to Owen in the sides. Owen out to Kale. Kale over to Regan. Regan now back down to Derek. Derek's going to go baseline. Find Kale open in the corner.
Oh, Kale. Attaboy.
And nothing but net. Folks, that's how you
that
throw the play
nice.
Up, and that's how you execute it right there.
They really like that play.
Quick drive right in there, and that's going to be no good.
Oh,
and Benny gets his hand off
other.
Of it. They get it, and
great
Derek's going to come down with the rebound.
Oh, and Judy got smoked on that one with an elbow to the eye, I think.
Did he?
Yeah, he's kind of rubbing it pretty hard. They might want to give him a break this time.
Derek with the ball.
He got drilled.
Did he really? I didn't see it. He's out front looking for somebody to pass it to. Owen can't see it, so he's not going to look for it. There's a nice lob into Benny. Benny back out the.
One more pass.
Oh, man. I think that's one Regan might want to think about shooting right there.
Yeah, he had a pretty good look.
Benny with the ball standing just outside the three-point line. Gets it over to Owen Judy. Down to a minute and a half. Indians with a 9-point lead. I think our biggest of the game right now.
Yep.
McHale with the ball. Back up top to Benny. It's top of the key. Bad pass over to...
Went right off of him.
Yep. Wasn't the best pass. It went right off of him.
That was a tough play.
Yep, yep.
I'm not putting, hit him in the chest.
I'm not putting the blame on Regan on that one right there.
That was a tough one.
So it was just a sloppy play right there. And turnover on the Indians and back to the Lancers. So they got the ball now with a minute and 10. Out in front. There's Overholt. He's got the ball back over.
Nope.
And it's going to be off the board, and that's going to be rebounded by Derek.
Walk it up, Derek. That a boy.
Yeah, absolutely.
50 seconds. Can we run 50 seconds off?
We tried last time. Couldn't do her. But, yes, to answer the question, yes, we can. But we just got to be smart with the ball. And there goes Derek down to the corner. And Regan says, you know what? I think I will shoot one. I heard you.
Absolutely
ripped that ball out of that boy's hand. Come on. Make it work. And he does.
Kale.
So Kale comes back and says, you know what? My big boy is working hard, and I'm going to nail one for him. That's going to make it 45-33 in favor of your Indians with 20 seconds left to go in the clock here now in the Fowler Mechanical third quarter.
Tough man-to-man. We're playing some good D.
Yeah, I got a feeling the Lancers haven't seen this kind of D. I'm going to look at their point total and see what they've had in the game's fire. But here's a three-pointer from the side.
Great shot.
And that's nothing by net by number 11, Colin Overholt.
I think Derek's going to take it.
5 seconds to go. Derek's just going to go down the floor. He's going to get up, and he's going to be called for a foul. Nice job right there.
Did the little Euro step there and got fouled.
He was not giving that ball up, and he's going to go to the line. Indians now back to a nine-point lead.
See if Hall Brothers can get us two from him this time. We only got one last time.
Come on, Hall Brothers.
Come on, Big D. Put him in here. Second and a half to go.
We're going to make some substitutions.
Yeah, this is definitely not their ball game. First one up and short. They've scored 74, 65, 81, 61. I mean, they like to put the points on the board. And to be held to 36 points going into the fourth quarter is not their kind of style.
Come on, we got athletes to stay with them. I think that's the biggest thing.
Second one up and rolls around and goes in.
We got that one.
Back to a 10-point lead for the Indians. That's a long shot, and that's going to fall short.
Great quarter.
Nice job by the Fowler Mechanical boys.
Fowler Mechanical. Chad Wade, well done.
We outscore them 9 points in that corner, and the Indians take a 10-point lead. 46-36 going into the home stretch.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
We're getting ready for the fourth quarter. We're up 10 here. And
you're home here,
Indians just going to have to hang on and keep playing that good D. Spencey said we outscored them 20-11 in that corner, and I knew we wanted more. Got them by 9 in that quarter, but for us to put 20 points in a quarter, we'll take that in every quarter.
That'd be big.
But we need to be sure that we stop their. We can keep their 3-point shots under control because they've been missing.
Yeah, well, they can certainly shoot them, and they're going to work it down inside, and that's going to be a turning. And he's put on a clinic for us tonight, Jake Bowersock.
Pretty hard to stop.
And he's got 16 points now for the Lancers. And I think the coach said, look, let's get it down to the big boy. Let's see what he can do, and let's put some pressure on him. So Indians got the ball now. They're at the top of the key with Gavin Toby. Owen Judy with the ball now, and he gives it off to Derek.
Dylan Evers also came in. A couple guys there.
Derek put the ball. He's going to make a move down to the bottom. He's down at the side, and he's going to dish it back out to Owen. Owen thinks about shooting, doesn't. Pulls up at the free throw line, rolls around and in.
Attaboy.
Nice job. Nice offense right there, and a great shot by Owen.
Yes, it was.
That gives him 18 on the night. Oh, that's going to be a charge called right there, and I agree.
Nice job.
I agree. Clayton Leaf went in there hard, and I don't know who took it. Did Dylan take it?
Dylan Evers.
That's
great job.
Nice job by Dylan Evers. And they're going to give him a break because Thank might knock the air out of the young man.
He did get clobbered there a little bit.
He took a pop, and
Brian Benn's back in for the Indians.
Benny's back in there in a hurry. Indians up by 10.
They're going to do a little pressing here, I think.
Yeah, they're going to step up the pressure.
You might have time.
Ooh, that could have been a foul right there. Now, Kale's got the ball. How we got that off, I don't know. It's such a mess right now. Everybody on all five players on both teams had their hand on it.
Everybody touched it at one time on there.
Finally settled down. Derek's got the ball at the timeline. Derek makes a move. Dishes back off to Gavin. Gavin's going to make a move. He's going to go over to the wing. Dish it off to Owen. Owen back out to Derek at the top. Now we're going to call a timeout because we're not running it the way the coach wanted it ran.
Yeah,
so
something wasn't quite right there.
We're going to talk it over. Indians now ahead, 48-38. 6.5 minutes to go in the Wangler Hardware.
All right.
Fourth quarter.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun.
We got to quit talking about chicken wings. I'm starting to get a little hungry.
Getting hungry. Right? Let's get this baby done. Get back to Frickers.
Go back to Frickers.
So you guys just ate.
No. We just had a little appetizer.
We had a little teaser. We're going back.
We can't do this show in a full belly.
No.
All right, Indians got 6.5 minutes to hang on to this 10-point lead, and they're cranking up the heat.
Yeah, they're going to put a little pressure on us. Hopefully we can handle it, and we'll be fine.
Ball's inbounds to Benny. Benny goes back to Derek. Over to Owen. And back out to Martin at the top. Martin with a nice pass off to Benny. Benny goes in and gets an and-one. How about that, folks?
That's pure strength.
That was absolutely a beautiful play by Regan Martin. He went in, kind of just handed it off
to
Benny.
Great dish, yep. Great
Benny,
dish.
Benny got clobbered.
Benny got jumped on his back, and he still brought him up for a bucket. I love it.
He got jumped on with two people, and he noticed one of them.
Great job, buddy.
Come on, Hall Brothers, getting
Brian
one.
Ben. First shot up.
Ooh,
around the rim and out. All right, Indians back up by 12. Lancers with the ball coming down. They're going to have to turn up the offensive
Help
end,
him
too.
Out here.
Here goes for a drive.
Oh, good D.
Oh, just tipped it. Didn't get a full hand on
Couldn't
it.
Didn't get all of it.
Stayed with the Lancers. Now it's back out top to Creed Jesse. Creed Jesse puts a move on. Gets it over to Price. Price puts it up and nails it.
That's a bomb there.
How about that right there? That was like a Brandon Harden shot.
Slow down those three-pointers.
How about that? And they get it back to 9 real quick-like. 5:52 to go in the game. Indians up by 9, 50-41.
This is where you really got to take care of the ball.
Regan goes to the hole.
There's going to be a lot of reaching and slapping.
Yeah.
Probably not a lot of calls.
Going to be smacked outside there by the Lancers. Going to stay with the Indians on our end.
Cavender back in for the Lancers. Dylan Evers going to check back in for the Indians.
Indians so far tonight only playing 7 guys, Harold.
Yep. They're 7 deep.
Yep. Playing 7 guys. Owen with the ball, out to Kale. Kale about had it tipped away, and he hangs on to it. Hands it off over to Derek Jeudy. Derek now has picked up his dribble, and now he's standing at the top of the key. Gets it back over to Kale. Kale with the ball over to wing, gets it off to Dylan Evers. Dylan puts a move, gives it back off to Kale. Kale's going to take it to the hole, try to pass it off.
Foul.
Yep, going to be called for a foul right there. It looks like number 5, Aaron Cavender. No, yeah, they called it on Creed Jesse.
Huh. That's his third, isn't it?
I believe it is.
5 fouls on the Lancers, only 2 for the Indians. Easy lob into Benny. Benny back out to Kale. Kale's going to shoot
Got
a 3.
Atta boy, Kale. Shoot the ball good tonight.
Right there is a big-time shot for the Indians. So Kale right now with 16 points, Owen with 18 points, and these two youngsters are putting on a show here for the Indians.
Boy, I tell you what, when you shoot like that.
Yep, yep. Nice little turnaround shot by Colin Overholt. He gets it back down to 10, 53-43. Full court pressure now by the Lancers. Indians got to get the ball up. They get it across the timeline.
A lot of contact.
And yep. Dylan threw it away. Dylan got a little tightened up right there, and
we gotta be strong here because they're hammering you.
Yeah,
gotta be ready.
He was trapped right there, and he just threw that ball a little bit too hard and threw it over in the stands. So
got him over.
Turnover on the Indians. Lancers with the ball now, trailing by 10. There goes a drive by Landon Price. He kicks it off, goes over to Cavender in the corner, and he hits
the
backside of the backboard and out of bounds.
Who put the backboard there?
Somebody put it there. It was there the first half, too, though.
It was. I'll tell you, when he shot that, I thought, I don't think he can get it on this side of the backboard.
He was
standing almost on that out of bounds line. He was 2 feet behind the basket when he shot it.
Larry Bird can't make that shot.
Nope. Clayton Leaf, Dagan Hatfield back in.
Indians with the ball. They got to go to the length of the court here. They're setting up their play to get the ball in. They get it into Benny. Back over to Kale. Kale with the ball now. He's going to bring it up, and he's going to drop it back off to Regan. Regan with the ball. He brings it across the timeline. And they are all over us, and they just keep smacking around, and that's going to be a turnover on the Indians, and they go back down to the other end. Rebound by Kale, and they're still trying to hack it out of our hands, and we got the ball now coming the other way.
All right, let's go, Derek.
That's unbelievable. That's like Kentucky Derby call right there.
Yeah.
Can't keep up. There goes Derek into the bucket. Shoots it, hits the bottom of the rim. Comes right back down, and that's out of bounds.
On us.
On us, and that's going to be over to the Lancers.
We've gotten halfway through the fourth quarter, the Wrangler Hardware fourth quarter, and still have our 10-point lead, and Lincoln View's making some threes, so we just hang in there, boys.
We just keep hanging in. If you would have said Wrangler Hardware, you'd have had a bruise on your leg,
yes,
friend.
Yes, I had to look, too.
All right, Lancers with
the
ball.
Move your feet, Benny, move your feet.
What a boy. Spin move, and we lost a guy right there, and Clayton Leaf comes in for an easy tip, and it's down to 8. Indians just got to settle down here a little bit. But they're pressuring him like crazy. Regan with the ball now, and then it's back out top to Derek. There we go. Catch your breath, boys.
All right, boys, let's go. Don't slow her down. Let's keep attacking.
Catch your breath. Owen Judy with the ball now on the wing. Back out to Kale. Kale with the ball. He's going to take it to the hole. He's going to get it smacked away again. There's a foul again, and they don't
try
out.
Finally. There we go.
Yeah, they're getting...
Next one's double bonus. We'll be shooting 101.
It's going to be the third one on Leith.
I mean, we're used to it. We're used to, but we're not the ones hacking and fouling,
no.
Which is the odd part.
Yeah.
So that we're getting hacked and fouled, and we're like, what in the
world? Boy, you
got
to get used to this, because that's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
We need to start making those shots at the foul line.
We
got to
make those free throws. That's right. Indians take the ball out underneath their own bucket, and it's a long pass out to Owen Judy. Owen with the ball now. And that's going to be turned over again.
Looks like he's about tackling.
And that's going to be an and-one.
And one, the old momentum starting to switch sides.
That right there was, yes, it was a steal. And who went down and laid that in? Number 11, Overholt.
Yep.
Overholt goes down, takes the ball away at the, basically right at half court.
Yep.
Goes down, Derek fouls him, he makes the shot, and now it's 53-47 with 3 minutes and 24 seconds to go. And they're going to the line,
all
shooting
right,
one.
Come on, home, brother, they can miss.
This one's up, and it's good. 53-48, back down to a 5-point game here, folks. Indians looking to... We just cannot handle this press right now, and now we got the ball, and that's going to be bobbled around.
Foul there. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Finally, we get a foul called here, and that's going to be on Landon Price.
All right, Derek, let's make some free throws.
And this, my friend, is the time when you got to make the free throws.
This is what you talked about.
Yeah.
We
got
to get better at this.
Yeah.
Tonight would be a good night to do it.
It hasn't really killed us.
Yep. We need to make every one of them from the Hull Brothers foul line the rest of the way.
Because
if we start missing them, they're not going to stop fouling.
No.
They're going to foul.
They got to foul. They're down.
Yeah, they have to, but they'll foul us more if we don't start making these.
Without a doubt. All right, Derek.
Have to get them.
The number three, Derek Jeter, our senior, goes to the line. The left-hander puts it up, and it rolls off the front of the rim, and no good.
Benny, don't bring
and
it down.
Benny gets the rebound, and he's got the ball, comes back out to Cale.
Good job.
Great offensive
job,
rebound by Brian Benn. They are chasing us all over the place, and that's another turnover on the Indians. They go down and lay it in, folks. Right there it was. Hey, Creed Coach Jesse.
Melton needs a timeout.
And it's a 53-50 ball game with 2 minutes
there
and 59 seconds
settle
to go.
Down there, Coach.
Coach Melton going to call a timeout, and we need it, folks, because we are falling apart in a hurry.
Yep.
2:59 left to go in the Wagner Hardware fourth quarter. Indians still clinging to a three-point lead, 53-50.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Here in Lincoln View, Indians lead by 3, 53-50. It wasn't that long ago. We had a 12-point cushion.
Oh, we had 12 points, yeah.
We just need to settle down.
They went to a press, and man, it's worked for them.
Yeah, we are.
Last minute and 5 seconds, they've scored 7 points off that press.
We are.
And we haven't even had a shot, I don't think.
We're in full panic mode right now. We don't want nothing to do with the ball.
Timeout again. You're going to have to.
And there's a turnover, folks.
All right.
No, it's going to stay with the Indians. Thank goodness.
Dylan slipped. He couldn't get his footing through a pass.
I think I get the ball in my point guard's hand.
Well, they
we're putting it in everybody else's hand.
There we go. Now we got it into Derek. Derek with the ball. They're going to try to trap him over on the side, and they do. Derek's not across the line. That's a foul, folks.
Boys, you got a call.
He's getting hammered. Kale's getting hammered. Now we get the ball to Jesse. Owen over, and he and Benny back on the ground again.
Now you're getting a little bit crazy. You let him just absolutely kill
people. At some point here, the referees are going to have to say, all right.
Yeah, that was.
It's funny, we talked about it here about an hour and a half ago about these guys let everybody play. But
not quite this bad.
It's getting out of control. So Benny goes to the Hall Brother free throw line, and we got to make them here, boys. Yeah. 2:35, Indians up by 3. First one up by Benny.
Got it.
Nothing
atta boy.
But net.
Atta boy, big fella.
Point number 9 for Benny, and I guarantee you he's got more rebounds than points.
You know what,
Davey?
I think if I'm Melton, I think we got 3 fouls on us. We got fouls to get. Let's start smacking them around a little bit and see what happens.
And that one's off the back of the rim. No good.
Yeah, that's what they're doing to us. I think you got to go back at him.
Yeah,
he's going to a zone.
We went to a, looks like a 3-2 zone.
He's going to go to a zone.
Got Benny at the top, and we're going to see what happens here. We're just putting our hands up. And it worked tremendous against Parkway that night.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens here. They're going to shoot a 3. That's number 32 over to the side. Cale with the rebound.
Good rebound, Cale.
And the Indians now with a 4-point lead and 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. And they bring it down. Derek almost loses it, but loses it right to Cale.
Oh,
and they're going to call an offensive foul on Cale Rana.
Wow. Wow. That's interesting. He's getting mugged, and they call foul on him.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that call right there, but I don't think that's the one I wanted.
All right.
Now the Lancers take the ball out, and they got a chance here to cut this down to 2 or 1. Indians are going to stick in that zone. Down to 2 minutes on the board.
54-50 lead.
That was a travel right there.
There you go. Get on him.
Here he comes into the corner, and that's going to be a timeout. Good timeout called right there. Cavender was in trouble in the corner right there, and the coach called timeout. So now we're down to 1:54.
Visitors, we only got one timeout left.
Is that right?
I think
that's what it says, huh?
Wow, I didn't think we used that many, but maybe we did.
We haven't scored in a while. We haven't scored. Benny made that free throw there, but we had 53. We might as well just keep it right here, Spencer.
Yeah, I think it was 49-39 with 4:04 to go.
Yep.
And
we got a minute 54
and
now.
That press killed us.
Yep, press definitely shook us up here a little bit.
Yeah, looking up here at the board, we got, looks like Owen's got 18, Kale's got 16, Benny's got 9, and Derek's got Derek 9 for us.
Great balance scoring. But now we just got to take care of it, make some free throws, and get out of here.
Right now, 54 points, Harold, we don't have enough points to win this ball game.
No, I don't think so either.
They're going to put us on the line, no doubt about it. So they're going to take the ball out below the bucket. And then it comes back in. Now they got the ball here on the wing.
Going deep.
Indians go back to a man-to-man. They're going to set up a play here.
Yep, he's going to go with something.
Overhaul with the ball at the top. He gets it off the leaf, back over to Overhaul. He takes it over to the side. Creed Jesse with the shot.
Wow, big pull-up.
And he makes a three to make it 54-53. They're pressing wide open, and why wouldn't they? Derek gets the ball. He comes down hard, gets it off to Benny. Benny with the ball underneath, passes
Benny,
it back out.
The score there.
Dylan Evers with the ball now. He's got it out top. Now Derek Jeudy. Derek Jeudy over in the corner to Owen. Owen's thinking about shooting it, but he doesn't. Dish it back out over to Derek. Derek with the ball, and we're getting approaching the one-minute mark. Indians lead 54-53. Derek puts a move on, goes down, goes in with his left hand, misses it. Benny back with the board again, and he gets it stolen away, and that's going to be given up to the Lincoln View. Lincoln View goes the other end, and they're going to lay it in and take the lead. Indians back down with the ball. Indians now trail by one, folks. Cale Remmel with the ball, hands it off to Dylan. Dylan Evers with the shot in the corner.
Ooh,
in and out. Benny gets the rebound. I think he's going to get.
He's going to shoot free throws here. 1-1.
Oh, my goodness. I thought Dylan had that three.
Boy, man, it was down. It rattled in.
Oh, that is his shot.
So
that three from the corner is his shot.
Wow.
Oh. Benny's now with rebound number 450. He is cleaning up the boards, and he'll go to the line.
Come on, big fella.
All brother
here.
Free throw line. We trail by one.
Hard.
First one way too hard.
Oh.
Off the back of the rim.
We got to go after somebody here. I'm not sure who, but it's a pretty good shooting team.
Now we're in trouble with four fouls on us.
We got to trap him. Trap him in the corner.
We got him in the corner, and Derek's going to foul.
He called timeout. I think he called timeout before the foul. Yep.
Indians in trouble here. We got four fouls. 25 seconds left. We trail by one.
Yeah, we can't even put him in the line. We got a foul.
Yeah, we need three more fouls.
I would. Boy, if anywhere you can double team them and trap them and beat, slap, just do exactly what they were doing to us.
Oh, I think so.
That's what you got to do right now.
They smacked it away from us how many times?
How many times?
Call a foul
you got to go as hard as you can for a steal.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take a quick break here, and we'll be back for the last 30 seconds.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degrees. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Here in Lincoln View, and
I got it. Place is rocking.
Home of the Lancers, and yeah, they're wired up. And why shouldn't they be? Because they made a unbelievable comeback here.
About 4 minutes ago, they were down 12 points.
Yeah, I tell you what, they threw that full court press at us, and we just went to panic mode.
It really affected us.
And,
yeah.
We just couldn't get the ball down the floor, and when we did, they just kept hacking and smacking. And I'm not sure some of them weren't fouls, but like Harold said, we could have paid them back with the same treatment.
We only got four fouls, so we've got two to give here.
Yeah, we need to blow the whistle three times here in 25 seconds.
Yep. So. Boy, anywhere you can get a trap, trap them.
Absolutely.
Go after the ball. Be aggressive like they were.
Get it in the corner. Hale's on him, and they're going to call him for a foul. That's foul number
three,
two
I
or
think.
Three on Kale.
Three on Owen. Everybody else has not very
doesn't
many.
Matter at this point. Yeah. You got a foul. Whoever can get their hand on
you
it.
You just got to get them.
Now they got five fouls. 23.5 seconds to go. Lincoln Dew throws it all the way down to our end.
You got
to
go get him,
Owen.
You got to go get him.
You got to get him, Owen. And Owen's going to reach around and pop him from the back. That's going to be a foul on Owen.
5 seconds went off on that one. We didn't 18, want that.
18.7.
Well, I would say we would need to stay off of number 5. He's pretty good. And number 11. I'd foul anybody else.
Yep. Derek goes for the steal. Gets by him. And that's going to be a foul called on Derek. And that's going to be your guy, number 11.
Number 11.
Colin Overholt going to the line. We didn't have much other. I mean, I don't know what our strategy would be. We can't.
You got a foul. Yeah.
I mean, we got a foul this
time. A lot of time.
Clock
and they're all good shooters out there.
And put them to the line. So.
55, well, we got to hope for a miss here.
Yeah. 55-54. Indians trail by one. Lancers at the line. First shot up. Nothing but net.
Come on, Hull brothers. Make him miss.
We need a miss.
And I'm telling you, if we make our free throws, Harry.
I know. You're exactly right.
Yep.
56-54. Shot number 2 is up. And rolls around and drops in. Indians trail by 3. 16 seconds to go. Derek with the ball. Brings it down. And we're going to call timeout.
And Derek. All right. Well, we got to hit a 3 here, huh?
Set up a play here.
Yep.
Set up a play. And
you got to try to get Kale or Owen. I'd hate think both of them had the hot hand.
I kind of hate to say it, but we dominated this game all but about 4 or 5 minutes.
About 4 minutes of it.
So. 4:05, 4:04 to go.
Yeah.
We were still up 10.
This was Indian basketball game. And man, oh, man, good thing they didn't start that pressure from the get-go.
Yeah.
Want to take a quick break, Spencer?
What do we have coming next week?
Upcoming, we got Monday night. The girls are back in action at Missinawa Valley. The FRR will be broadcasting that. And then Thursday, the girls will be hosting the new Knoxville Lady Rangers. WPGW will be simulcasting that with them. And also NFHS Network video will be there. And Friday, the boys will be back in action over at the barn, New Knoxville. FRR broadcasting that, baby. And we got video available on NT Telco pay-per-view. And then Saturday, both the girls and the boys will be playing. The girls will host Mechanicsburg at Fort Recovery with a noon start for the JV team. WPGW simulcasting with NFHS video. And then Saturday night, the boys will go to Botkins to take on the Botkins Trojans.
Is that what they are, the Trojans?
I believe they
yep.
are.
Yep, Botkins Trojans.
I was thinking in my head, what are the Botkins boys?
Botkins Trojans.
All right, Indians with the ball here. Taking Come it down on the side. Give it over to Derek. Derek with the ball at the top of the key.
Looks we have like four good three-point shooters in.
Derek with the ball now. Looking for Kale at the top.
There
Kale's
he is.
Got the ball. He gets
Too
it
late.
Over to Owen. Owen's going to take a long three from the side. That's long. Rebound to Derek, and that's going to be the end of the ball game,
that's
folks.
That's the ball game.
Indians going to fall in what I would call a heartbreaker.
That's a heartbreaker, yeah.
That is.
Perfect game.
We had a really, really good, really, really good lead, and we just kind of panicked and fell apart. But hats off to the Lincoln View Lancers. They came back, made a heck of a comeback, and the Indians are going to fall 57-54 here in Van Wert County. We'll be back in a little bit to wrap this baby up, and I don't know if Coach is going to come up and talk to
us,
Spencer, but we'll see. And
I kind of doubt it.
Yeah, his head
he
looks
may
pretty.
Not be too happy.
Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, we'll be back for a little bit for a wrap-up in a bit.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
This is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back here in Van Wert County to wrap this ball game up. And yes, the Indians sir. Are Indians going to have a long bus ride home.
That'll be a long bus ride because they really played a great game for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
Really, they did. And you know, you hate to whine about officiating and stuff, but, boy, they really got away with a lot of stuff there at the end to get back in the game, basically. Yeah. So.
And they let them get back in, and we didn't – we had the lead, so they were obviously the aggressor.
Yeah.
And
they did. They were very aggressive. They got the ball from us, but still, we had some free throws down the stretch that you knocked them in, you know.
We just and a couple times we really panicked a couple times.
Yeah, we did. Like, we got nervous. You know, we got a little nervous there. But.
Made some passes like I got to get rid of it now.
And you didn't have to. You
know,
you
gotta, they had a little more time. So
somehow you got to have that little clock in your head. That you know, it's 10 seconds. So you got plenty of time.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Let me ask you this because I don't know exactly how this all goes, and I wasn't really watching. But were we going into places where it was easy for them to trap, or were they just really that good at trap? They trapped us.
They're pretty quick.
Everybody got the ball.
I think they did a great job of trapping.
They were very active, and that one kid just chased the whole ball around.
And he was just chased wherever it was at.
And they had traps in the middle of court.
I think Melton, coach, kind of moved our big guys down there to break the press, really. I mean, they were taking it. Dylan was taking it out and kicking it in to Benny, you know, and I think to keep it up away from them. But they were just hacking and
it was
when you can get away with it, you got to be as aggressive as you possibly can.
You and I just kind of looked at each other like, this is not going the right direction here.
No, and we
could see the momentum switching, and we needed a bucket, and we couldn't buy one.
Just couldn't get one.
Dylan
had one down in the corner there that was in and out that would have
Dylan makes
back.
That game. Dylan makes that shot, and we win that ball game.
I think we won the game. Yep.
And obviously, they ain't blaming that on Dylan.
No, that's, it was a great shot.
That was a shot that he has to take, and I'd let him shoot the next game in the same situation.
I think it's the situation here. I mean, this has got to be a learning experience for the coach to tell him, you know, hey, you know, we get in a tournament. This is the kind of game you're going to play. You're going to play games like this where you've got to be able to handle
no
it.
No doubt about it. And hats off to Lincoln View. They move on. They go to 7-1. Indians are going to fall to 5-4 on the year. Still, the best thing is we're 2-0 in the MAC.
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's where we want to win.
You know, Coach Melton preaches all the time about – You know, look, number one thing for us is the MAC.
It's always a Friday night game. Exactly.
This is our goal. And, you know, and obviously nobody wants to come here to Lincoln View and lose this ball game.
No, no.
He's going to grump a little bit, I guarantee.
Yeah, he'll be mad. Harold, but actually should have some. He's got some positives out here, though, because those two young boys
put on a show for
a
while.
A show. Judy and Kale both shot the ball.
They had 18
well tonight.
18 and 16 respectively, and
yeah, boy, if you can get them kids with that confidence going,
it seemed like they were really good at denying us the ball that last four, or denying those two guys the ball the last 4 minutes. Dangerous ones.
Yeah,
we couldn't even get it up over the court, half court to get it to them.
Right, we couldn't even get it down here to get it to them, and just kind of frustrating. And
it is.
For those guys, it was the Bowersock kid that kind of handled
this. He's a good player.
I think he had 18. I think I saw before they turned the points off. But hey, we appreciate all the listeners tonight listening to the game, and happy New Year to everybody.
Yep. I'll be back with a wrap up.
Indians fall by three.
Just a minute. So I'll be back in just a minute or two with a wrap up. And
see you next week from the barn.
Yep, we'll be at the barn. Talk to you then.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
At Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters, and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperatures. Visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
We're back here at Lincoln View, where the Indians were leading most of the game, end up with a 57-54 loss. We're here with Coach Jim Melton. So go ahead with what you want to say.
Well, we gave one away. I don't know what else there is. I mean, anyone that was here watching it, you know, you can't turn the ball over like that, and you can't, you know, I believe, what were we, 3 for 9 or something like that from free throw line?
Missed four. It wasn't good. Yeah,
we missed 4 front end of the 1-on-1s. They were 8 of 9. So, you know, if you don't take care of the basketball and you don't make free throws, it can, you know, it's amazing we were even ahead, or even, I mean, it's amazing we were in the situation we were in. I didn't really know those numbers, you know, until, I felt the free throws and felt the turnovers a little bit as the game was progressing.
Well, they were what Harold and Dave were commenting on in that last 4 minutes. They really put the pressure on. We didn't handle it very well, but there's a lot of what seemed like normally would be called some fouls. They let them play most of the game, but they let them really play at the end, and it was a lot of physicality, and they were really beating the ball out of our hands.
It was on our plate. We didn't take care of the ball. We didn't hit our free throws. We didn't execute.
So, there was a bunch of things that didn't do right.
The reason we didn't lose was not because the officials go, but, you know, hey, the way we're shooting free throws, we might have only went 3 for 15 if we had 6 more attempts the way we're shooting free throws right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to get that fixed, and trust me, we've been working on it.
Yep. So, anything else you want to throw out there?
I appreciate the opportunity to play basketball again. I was, and I saw where there's a team that's 1-0. They've only played one game to this point in their season.
Man.
So, we need to be grateful for our opportunities.
Yeah.
And look forward to the next one. And we got New Knoxville next Friday, a tough doubleheader weekend, and at Botkins on Saturday. But our focus will be our MAC opponent.
Oh yeah, just as Harold and Dave said, we want to win these games.
Right.
But that's not the focus. The focus is the MAC. Get better so we can beat everybody in the MAC.
Yep.
Right now we have, what do we have there? Three teams undefeated, I believe, according to what it said on the MAC website this morning.
I told the guys, Neil, that this type of game prepares you for the tournament. This is a tournament-style game. So we have to learn how to fight through adversity, be mentally tough, and take care of the basketball and get up to that charity stripe and knock those suckers down.
Yes, and they haven't been really hitting them, and those kids last year were hitting those foul shots. Yeah. They're not this year. Don't know exactly what it is.
And some of it's on me as well. I need to do a better job of putting them in a position to succeed. So, it's on all of us. But we'll get it taken care of.
Yep. I am very hopeful of that, and we will see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it a lot. Just going to go through the things that are coming up here. Monday, girls at Mississinewa, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Thursday, girls host New Knoxville, WPGW simulcast. Friday, boys at New Knoxville, that's the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And the video there will be available on NK Telco pay-per-view. Saturday, the girls host Mechanicsburg noon JV start, WPGW simulcast. And the boys will play at Botkins on Saturday night. That's a Friday, or Fort Recovery Radio broadcast on Friday. So, for Dave Kalp, for Harold Feely, and Coach Jim Melton, thanks to him for coming up and talking with us. We'll see you next Monday.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.